Absolutely Fabulous, featuring Joanna Lumley and Jennifer Saunders, produced by the Pet Shop Boys. All the proceeds from that single going to Comic Relief. And Mark Tondroy will be with me at 1:30. Wait, with me. He'll be reporting from the Sudan on how the Comic Relief money you raised last year is spent. Your call's still coming in on 071-636-0001 for the Jar Wobble tickets. You've been giving me the person you least want to have sex with. Vicky in Peterborough says Yuri Geller because he might have an unusual bend. Dave from West Kensington says Virginia Bottomley because she's already screwed the NHS. Oops. And James Peer from Shropshire says Lorena Bobbitt because he can't sew. Prince and the Most Beautiful Girl in the World. I still love that. It's been on the list for months and I'm still loving it. 6 minutes past 1 o'clock, time for my guest. Joe Queenan is the most hated man in Hollywood. He's one of a kind, a journalist who writes about film stars but who refuses to play the PR game. Now, in case you didn't know, the PR game means that if you're fortunate enough to be granted an interview with a star, the unspoken rule is that you write a piece lauding and praising that star with every word in your vocabulary. Joe Queenan doesn't do this. He is ruder and more bitchy about famous people than any journalist I have ever read. This week, a book of his interviews is published by Picador. It's entitled, If You're Talking to Me, Your Career Must Be in Trouble. Mine obviously is, as Joe Queenan joins me today. Joe, what sort of things have you said about movie stars in the past?
I think I said that Christopher Reeve was far and away the worst actor that ever lived. I said that I assume that the reason Melanie Griffith has a certain sort of sex appeal in the United States is that, you know how, like, deep down inside, every English man wants to see a woman dressed like a schoolgirl. Deep down inside, every American man wants to sleep with a woman who talks like one of those wind-up talking dolls. So that's Melanie Griffith's appeal. Plus the fact that in movies like Bonfire of the Vanities, her bosom is constantly changing in size, which was really, really disruptive to everybody in the movie. It was actually the best thing about the movie, because at least there was something to watch, you know?
Woody Allen you've insulted joyfully in the past.
Woody Allen got involved with this 19 at the time, or 18, or I don't know, four, this daughter of Mia Farrow, just one of her United Colors of Benetton daughters. He got involved with her, and he had this sort of relationship with her where he would take her to basketball games and things like that. Very similar to the relationship that James Mason has with Sue Lyon in Lolita. And what I pointed out was this, that Woody Allen learned everything that he knows from watching movies, but he only watched sort of arty movies like Lolita or Georgie Girl, all those sort of classics. And the thing is that the classics have great cinematic values, but morally they're totally useless, because all they do is movies are made by like old guys, and all old guys want to do is sleep with young girls. So you see a movie like Manhattan, it's about a dorky, unattractive, bespectacled middle-aged guy who wants to sleep with a 16-year-old girl. He made the movie. He waited 17 years. The girl wasn't even born when he made Manhattan. And then he did it when he's even older. He does it in real life. People in Hollywood just don't realize it's a movie. It's not real. You can't do that in real life. People will disapprove.
Joe Queenan is my guest. There'll be more after this.